Good morning, everyone. This is Sal, Sally. Hope you're enjoying your day and having a great time. Today, I want to talk about something that is so fundamental in everything we do and how we live our lives. The power of forgiveness. We have all been in situations where people have hurt us. We have hurt others. Things have happened to us. We have done things to others that we are not proud of. We have all made mistakes. The key is to have compassion in your heart and to take the higher road and to forgive those who have wronged you, so that they can move on with their life and you can move on with yours. Forgiveness is not the same as ignoring what happened to you or negating that it was wrong. Forgiveness is acknowledging that wrong was done, but moving on and getting on with your life and giving another chance to the person who wronged you. Resentment and negative feelings that we may have towards somebody that wronged us is going to be negatively impacting not only us, but also the other person. And at the end of the day, the deed has been done. The damage has been caused. It behooves us to move on with our life, to forgive the person, to have compassion in our heart, and to turn the page. What makes this difficult is the impact the wrong has had in our lives, or the impact of the wrong that we have done in people's lives. We make mistakes every day. We hurt people every day, whether it is in our personal life, our family, our spouse, our kids, our parents, our siblings, or whether it is in a work setting, our employees, our team members, our colleagues, the folks that report to you if you're in a leadership role, the people that you report to, management, your leaders, partners, customers, the list goes on and on. That is human nature. We are not perfect. We strive to do the right thing, but along the way we make mistakes. And that's what life is all about. You are going to get knocked down, either by people or by the situation. The key is, do you bounce back up like a tennis ball? The higher you fall, the higher you will bounce back. And that is what is important. The ability to bounce back when life and people push you down. Everybody is going to go through struggle and a period of correction, and that is okay. Don't be surprised about it. Don't be caught off guard, because that's part of life. The key is, how do you handle that setback? And more importantly, how do you bounce back from it? Are you resilient? Can you pick up the pieces and start again? Can you forgive the people that have wronged you and move on? Forgiveness is a signal of strength, not weakness. Forgiveness is empowering. for the person that forgives and the person that is forgiven. There is absolutely no point holding to resentment and negative energy. It will eat you up slowly but surely. It will put you in a state of continuous discontentment and ungratefulness. And that is not a good state to be. The state you want to be is a state of compassion, a state of forgiveness. When God could forgive us for our sins and Jesus died on the cross for us, why can't we do the same for the folks that sinned and wronged us? Many times it's the people closest to you, your spouse, your kids. They hurt you, you hurt them. And then resentment starts building, especially when you don't talk about it. And over a period of time, the resentment continues to build. Little by little, the emotional cup gets filled. And every little thing that the person does starts to magnify its impact on you. And sooner than later, if you don't empty the emotional cup, it gets full and then it starts to overflow. And when it starts to overflow, it starts to come out in terms of bad behavior. And that's where you start making mistakes and hurting people. And that's when people start harboring resentment against you. And that's when they start thinking bad about you and hoping bad for you and wishing ill will to you and towards you. This is a toxic situation and a vicious cycle, which is self-perpetuating. The less you forgive, the more negative hurt habits and hang-ups you start accumulating. And the more you start accumulating that, the worse you feel. And that in turn drives you to do bad and wrong things to others. We need to break this vicious cycle right away. And the only way we can do that is to forgive and move on. Don't hold on to the past. If you hold on to the past, it will color your present and definitely significantly negatively impact your future. This is easier said than done, but you need to take the high road. Fill your heart with forgiveness and gratitude and compassion and kindness. And that will put you in a state of contentment, which in turn will give you the power to forgive and forget and move on. Life is going to teach us so many things. It is the University of Hard Knocks that we have the ability to graduate from in flying colors. Go ahead. Keep an open mind. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in others. You cannot change others. You can only change yourself. You can only change the way you react to a situation. Situations will happen. People will happen. You will be hurt. People will do wrong. And they will do right as well. And you will do right too. So keep things in perspective. Forgive, forget, move on. Repeat. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. I certainly did. I wish each of you the ability to forgive and to have compassion in your life. And don't sweat the small stuff. Let it go. Thank you.